It could have been, only for the close proximity of the fire station. We could have been looking at some businesses catching fire, cars being burnt, and obviously then the harm that would put the way of the residents and shoppers of Letterkenny.
You want the council to contact the site owners to clear it, or if not, the council to clear it and bill the site owners. Either way, you want something done ASAP.
Oh, certainly. It must be cleared. The site has to be cleared. It's a clear health and safety hazard. I want the council, as you say, and the motion was passed today that they would write to the owners asking them to clear the site, and failing them to do it, that the council would clear the site and bill the owners and make the site clear and safe from any hazards.
I think this would probably qualify as a derelict site. Why are you having to bring motions on the issue to get the council to take action then?
Well, that's a problem. It's a good question. It's been raised here today. I've said it's over a decade now it's been lying idle, and during that time we've had a lot of shrubs, trees growing up, where it's the extent now where it's proven to be a health and safety hazard as a result of the recent fire. So hopefully now the council will take the actions that was called on, and they do. And if the company doesn't clear the site, then the council do it as soon as possible.
And you're confident the site owners have the resources to do this if they have the will?
Well, my information is that they do have the resources to clear the site and make it health and safety, or they make sure that it's safe for everybody around them. And that includes the businesses all around them and the people of the Letterkenny.